This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Kristen Glazier from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care.
I gotta say, the Pickering House.
I was going to say it if you didn't.
Gotcha.
Tim Woodward was here last week, did a wonderful job, so thanks to Tim.
Yeah.
Talked about a lot of fundraising and activities and recognition and all that that he's involved with throughout the year.
Yeah, it's such an integral part of what we do in keeping us able to serve a lot of folks in the community, so we're thankful for that.
So let's talk about the community a little bit. I want to talk about assisted living and skilled nursing, the nursing homes.
Okay.
So can you go in? I mean, if that's where somebody lives, can you go there? Are you allowed to go into those places?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad to talk about that today because, you know, the way that we look at serving our families and patients in the community is wherever they call home is mm-hmm. where we can go. So we have great relationships with the assisted livings and the nursing facilities in this community and the surrounding communities. We see a lot of patients in the facilities. Mm-hmm. We can come in, we can take care of them, provide hospice care to them, and do really the same type of care that we do at home. We are just that extra hands-on caregiving, you know, guiding point for the facility nurses.
So are people allowed to just say, I want Fairhope to come in, even if they're in a nursing home?
Yes, absolutely. So it works the same way that it does if, so for instance, let's say there's a physician or there's a family member that says, you know what, the doctor's been talking to me about my condition, and I just want to see if Fairhope Hospice would be able to help us. Mm-hmm. So in a facility, it kind of works the same way. You have a family member or a patient that might say, well, the doctor's told me this, and I really want to look at hospice care for my, you know, for my mm-hmm. loved one. But lots of times we receive those referrals or those requests from the physician and the nurses at mm-hmm. the facility.
Okay.
And we still need an order, just like we would anywhere else, from a doctor to serve them. Mm-hmm. But that conversation can start from anyone.
Now, if somebody's in a nursing home and they say, I want Fairhope, I need to talk about hospice, can the nursing home restrict that in any way, or are they allowed to say, no, we don't want Fairhope coming in?
You know, we don't see that.
Well, good.
There are regulations in nursing facilities mm-hmm. that say a patient must have a choice to what service they want to receive in
okay.
a facility. It's exactly the same way at a hospital. It's exactly the same way if you have a physician that says, I think you need hospice. They're going to give them options mm-hmm. and choices. It's always the patient's choice.
But we want those facilities, those nursing homes and assisted livings, to be making that recommendation to you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's why you're going to see us in a lot of different places. Mm-hmm. You know, our community education team, they are out spreading the word, because if we don't get the word out about what we can do and where we can do that, we don't get those calls because people just aren't sure.
Right. And that's what we're trying to clear up. We're trying to be definitive and get rid of the kind of the misconceptions and the doubt and the I'm not sure what to do kind of mm-hmm. side of things.
Yep. It's that same thing that we talk about every week is make mm-hmm. one phone call.
Right. Don't wait till it's too late either.
Make that call.
Kristen Glazier is here from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. You're here on Thursday afternoon. I'll be at your place tonight.
I know.
Business after business with the referral group, the Progressive Referral Group. You guys are graciously hosting that.
I know. I'm looking forward to that. We, you know, it's kind of nice to get back to having some folks come through the Pickering House and mm-hmm. Spend some time together and talk shop.
So this is a something you invite is people to use the Gorsuch room, right?
We do. Also, the Anita M. Turner Center. So, you know, obviously, as everybody says, with COVID, that changed a little bit. But
right.
we're slowly opening that back up. We are a healthcare facility, so masks are required. But we do have a great center at the Anita M. Turner building where you can come in, you can have retreats, and you can use that. You just need to give us a call.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And of course, we will see you at the Fairfield County Fair as well.
I know.
And looking forward to that. Outreach is important. You said it in the last segment. There's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of myths, a lot of I don't know what to do. And we're trying to bust those. And it takes time and it takes repetition to get people to understand that Fairhope is a choice. It's a right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hospice is a right. And we want as many people to know and take advantage as possible.
Right. People don't always realize that your Medicare and your private insurance, it's a benefit that mm-hmm. that is, you know, it's in boy, I lost my word there, didn't I? So it's a Medicare and a insurance benefit that people can utilize. It's there for them to use. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't realize that. They don't understand how, you know, hospice is covered. So, and then I think they forget that just because someone's in the facility, it's no different. You know, it's their home. They're approaching end of life. They still need the same comfort care. They need those extra hands on. We still send in a nurse every week, a social worker to visit, a chaplain to visit, our volunteers. We can send an aide into that facility up to 5 times a week to give them a great shower and just give them some extra, you know, TLC.
And again, those it's where you live. So if you live in a in an assisted living, that's where you live.
Absolutely. That's your home.
If you're in a skilled nursing facility, that's where you live. If you're in your own home, you go into the folks' homes as well.
We do. You know, we can go to all types of settings. And over the years, we've been to a lot of different places. And so we want people to feel comfortable. That's their home. That's where we're going to meet them.
You know, we have a large, I don't say large, we have a homeless population. And what happens in those cases?
You know, before my time, there was a situation that we were, we helped a person who was homeless and we met them where they were. We took good care of them. And at the point where they cannot take care of themselves, you know, that's why we have the Pickering House. Now, everybody understands that the Pickering House is very short term, you know, 5 to 7 days, 12 days.
Right.
But the thing is, we have a great social work team. So if there's a situation where a homeless person needs placement, we can help them with that, you know, so that they're comfortable and they're just in an environment that's safe for them.
I'm glad you said that because there's the social aspect. And I know you came from the social work aspect. That is your degree. That's your education and your training and your first love. And so you're bringing that. That's another component of Fairhope Hospice. We talk about spiritual, we talk about the nurses, but the social workers are just really working very hard to make sure that those needs are met.
They are. We, it's funny, we had a meeting yesterday. They asked me to come down and visit with them, which was nice because those are my folks.
Those are your people.
Those are my people. But we really talked about some of the good work that they do that just, I don't want to say it goes unnoticed because internally we see it and we know it and we appreciate them. But really, I'm not sure the community knows exactly what those great that great staff can do.
Of course not. You know, again, it's you can education is an ongoing process. We never stop learning,
right.
And we never stop teaching either.
Right.
Kristen Glazier comes in, or one of her designees, like Tim Woodard, or I expect we'll be seeing some other folks as well. We had Tracy Miller in here not too long ago from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House and the Anita M. Turner Center. And I jokingly said off the air, I said, next segment we're going to go, what grinds Kristen's gears? But we're not going to do that. But you've been in the job over a year, and there has to be something, though, that you look at and you say, you know, I didn't know the extent of that, or I didn't realize that we did this. I mean, even working for the organization, there's probably got there's a lot of big picture things that you're now looking at going, wow, this is a it's a big thing we do.
It is. And I guess what makes that more real throughout the past year that I've realized are the things that people say to me when I run into them in the community. They are telling me every story they tell me is just a good story, how they've been touched, how they've been affected. And I knew that, but when you hear it day in, day out, it really resonates and shows you exactly how important we are to this community.
Right. It's at a critical time when people may not be thinking straight. You know, it's you have to be clear and level-headed and most importantly, compassionate.
And, you know, we've been talking a lot about nursing facilities and assisted livings and I think something that's really important for families to understand, and I think that the assisted livings and nursing facilities know this, but the families need to understand that during this time of difficulty, as we all know, there are some staffing issues out there across the board everywhere, from McDonald's to us to the hospital.
So the help wanted signs are everywhere.
They are. So what should give comfort to the families that have patients in the facilities and the assisted livings is that we're there. We're that extra, we're those extra hands mm-hmm. and eyes. The facilities do a great, great job. They communicate with us. They love those patients. But if you could have the opportunity to have two or three more people come in throughout the week and put their eyes and really just embrace your loved ones, mm-hmm. do it.
And they are the experts on end-of-life care.
Right.
And this is something that is also, you know, you're specialists in that regard.
We do a lot of education, a lot of teaching. I think our nurses, when they go to those facilities, the nurses that are in the facilities working there are just hungry to understand and recognize how they can help their patients become more comfortable.
How do they contribute to the quality of life?
Yep,
that
sure.
the again, that celebrating life that you do so well.
It is. It's teamwork.
Mm-hmm. It is. And so your team is joining their team
right.
in that regard.
Right.
And so we want those nursing facilities to reach out to you.
We do.
When
you know, they don't have to have all the answers. It's the same thing that we tell the families and we tell the physicians. You don't have to have the answers. You just need to see, wow, there's a change. And I think we probably need to look at this and let us, the experts and our physicians, say, yep, you got it. This is where we need to be.
Yeah, just bring the questions.
Right.
You'll take care of, you know, that. You'll take it from there.
Right.
All right, we're out of time for this this week, but...
we forgot something.
What's that?
The phone number.
Oh, let's not get out of here without giving that information.
All right, so if you have any questions about how Fair Hope can help you, please call 740-654-7077.
Or 800-994-7077. That's toll-free from anywhere. You can also look them up on Facebook at Fair Hope Hospice, or you can go to online, fairhopehospice.org. I get it all?
You got it all.